On Thursday, Massachusetts will select bidders to supply thousands of megawatts of renewable carbon-free electricity. In Vermont, two competing proposals call for new power line infrastructure through the state to bring energy south from Canada. As VPR's John Dillon reports, even though the decision is being made in Boston, the leading competitors are using money and lobbyists to win local support.
The Yankee Sportsman's Classic is a midwinter must-see for hunters and anglers in Vermont. Held in the state's largest expo hall, the show has dozens of exhibits, seminars, and vendors. There's an indoor trout pond for the kids, a paintball shooting arcade, and a big bearded guy calling himself Gooseman, who drove over from New York to demonstrate his handcrafted and very realistic-sounding game calls. In the midst of this sea of camo and mounted deer heads is an exhibit touting the benefits of a high-voltage power line. Called the Granite State Power Link, the project would cut through Vermont's remote Northeast Kingdom, a region prized by hunters and outdoors lovers.
We are getting interest, people asking questions.
Shannon Baxavanis is staffing the booth. Proposed by National Grid, a global electricity and power line developer, the $1.1 billion project would widen by 150 feet an existing power line corridor in Vermont that already feeds electricity south from Canada.
There's familiarity and good education, frankly, on energy projects in Vermont, so we are getting a lot of questions.
The fact National Grid is a major sponsor of the outdoor show and is here pitching itself to an audience of hunters demonstrates the high stakes and multifaceted attempts to win public support for competing power projects in Vermont. Besides sponsoring the Yankee Classic show, National Grid has hired a legion of lobbyists and has held community meetings in the Northeast Kingdom. Joe Rosignoli, National Grid's director of U.S. business development, explains the strategy.
We feel that it's just as important for us to make our case to Vermonters in those communities and across the state than it is to make the case to Massachusetts on the commercial side.
Granite State promises to harvest primarily wind power from Canada, unlike their competitor, TDI Clean Power Link. That $1.6 billion project relies mostly on the massive dams of Hydro-Québec and would run a 154-mile line from the Canadian border under the waters of Lake Champlain and then underground to a converter station in Ludlow, Vermont.
Clean, renewable, affordable hydro and wind power. Canada has plenty of it.
TDI is being financed by Blackstone Group, a private equity fund. It has all its state and federal permits in hand and may be ahead in the Vermont public acceptance sweepstakes. One supporter is quite influential.
As the host state for this project, Vermont is proud of the role it will play, delivering new clean energy to Massachusetts and other neighbors throughout New England.
That's Vermont Governor Phil Scott, starring in a promotional video for TDI. Scott says he likes both projects, but favors TDI because of the money it's put on the table.
TDI is more lucrative to the state. It's all fully permitted. It's ready to go. I think there's a lot of incentives in order to do that.
Among the incentives, millions of dollars to fund cleanup of Lake Champlain. The big lake is overloaded with phosphorus, a nutrient that fuels toxic algae blooms. The money would go a long way to solving the state's dilemma over water quality funding.
We have agreed to two basically funds that would be created if the project was operational. The total amount of dollars of those funds over 40 years is $263 million.
Josh Bagnato is vice president of development for TDI. He says the money for the lake is a big deal, but he argues the main selling point is that a line carrying 1,000 megawatts will all be out of sight, buried or underwater.
We spend an incredible amount of time having the impacts be very, very low from this project.
Joe Rosignoli of National Grid says the company has also put money on the table for the Granite State Power Link. It's pledged $20 million to the Northeast Kingdom Development Agency over 40 years, and it says payments to the state's transmission utility will lower electric rates in Vermont. Meanwhile, Rosignoli says his team is working to navigate the environmental impact of the project on public and private lands.
I'm not going to say it's not complicated when you're talking about layered sort of conservation easements and land ownership. That process is going to take a while.
Part of the challenge for National Grid is just introducing itself to Vermonters. TDI has been on the scene longer and has been meeting with local officials for several years. So, like in any political campaign, National Grid needs to work on name recognition. After all, the Granite State Power Link refers to New Hampshire, where the bulk of the project is located, which brings us back to the Yankee Sportsman's Classic. Frank Stanley is a member of the Vermont Traditions Coalition and is the go-to guy for an introduction to Vermont's hunting community. He also happens to arrange the sponsorships for this annual show. He says the event was a good way for National Grid to introduce itself to the hunting community. As for which project he favors?
It'd be nice if we got both of them, in my mind, because I know there's a lot of towns that could use the tax benefits, and we could use some money for clean water efforts. Whether, in my opinion, it's great for the environment, I haven't really looked into it that carefully yet.
The next stage calls for successful bidders to negotiate long-term supply contracts with utilities. The ultimate decision will be up to Massachusetts. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.